We're doing the Kitzur Shanuch Mekol Chayim, and we're up to the 14th chapter, the 16th halacha. We say the word Shema Yisrael. The word Shema has three meanings. The word Shema can mean to make audible, to hear, like a deaf person doesn't hear. The word Shema can mean to listen, to be obedient to what someone says. And the word Shema can mean to understand, like a language we don't understand. And the question is, when we say Shema, which of those apply? So this is a machlokas in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. And we pask in the Lechatchila, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekol Chayim, Tzarich Lehashmia Leoznom Hashem Motzim Mipiv. You have to hear what you say. And this is not only in Shema, it's in benching too. People don't know it. When you bench, you're supposed to hear what you say. Ve'im lo Hashmia Leozno, Yatza, B'dievet. Yatza means B'dievet. If he did not hear himself saying Shema, it was Yotze. Uvivach Yotze b'sfatav, provided that he moved his lips. We pask in only if you move your lips. If a guy thinks a bracha, he didn't move his lips. A guy thinks Shema, he didn't move his lips. He could point to the words and think them. Doesn't count. The lips have to move. If he moved his lips but didn't hear it, then it's Yotze b'dieved. V'ze'ezer gadol lechavenu daktek b'otiyotea. And this helps a lot. When you hear it, that helps a person focus when and be careful with the way he says it. Yeah. Some have the pasuk to read Shema out loud other than the pasuk of Baruch Shem. Some have the custom that on Shabbos and Yom Tiv, everyone reads it together. Some have the custom that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, everyone reads it out loud. They have what they're lying, it's a nice minim. One more halacha? We'll pause here? Okay.